the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Command the children of Israel that they bring unto thee pure oil olive, beaten for the light, to cause the lamps to burn continually in the tabernacle of the congregation. And it shall be a statute forever in your generations.
The Eternal Light. The National Broadcasting Company and its affiliated independent stations make free time available to present The Eternal Light, a program which comes to you under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. Our drama today is Morton Wishengrad's The Song of Berdichev, the first in a series of four outstanding programs originally presented on The Eternal Light. This series will mark The Eternal Light's 10th year of broadcasting. Following the dramatic portion of our program, there will be a special talk by General David Sarnoff and Dr. Louis Finkelstein. And now, The Song of Berdichev.
It is a song that has been sung for nearly 165 years. It has been sung in the home, in the synagogue, in the ghettos of Poland, in the death camps of Germany, in the outermost colonies of Palestine, in the concert halls of America. And no man or woman can sing it without emotion, for it is the song of an entire folk. It was not written, it happened. It was emotion overflowing, and it is now part of the bloodstream of Israel. He was called Reb Levi Yitzchok, surnamed the Compassionate. This is his song. In the year 1789, in the Ukrainian city of Berdichev, perhaps there were scholars more learned than he, perhaps there were sages more profound, perhaps there were saints more holy. But no scholar and no sage was more gentle than Reb Levi Yitzchok. No saint was more beloved, for he was the people, its pleader, its defender, its melody, its soul. And this same Reb Levi Yitzchok, on the holiest day of the year, Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, stood in the synagogue before the congregation of Berdichev and refused to magnify and sanctify the name of the Lord.
I will not recite the Kaddish.
A day of fasting and penance has weakened our rabbi. Sit down, Reb Levi Yitzchok. I will recite the prayers for you.
I have not been weakened by the fast. I'm as fresh and as strong as any man here. I refuse to recite the prayer.
Are you ill, Reb Levi Yitzchok?
I am not ill, Benjamin.
Do you wish us to have a short recess?
There is no necessity for recess, Beadle. I will not recite the Kaddish.
Was this a sinner who refused to say Yiskadal v'Yiskadash Shmei Rabo? Was this a scoffer or a fool or an idolater who refused to sanctify and glorify God's name? No. This was Levi Yitzchok of Berdichev. This was he who had come to Berdichev and welcomed the ignorant, the poor, the sick, and the deformed to his house.
Reb Levi Yitzchok, you are new in Berdichev.
Yes, aren't you?
Perhaps you do not know our ways.
Well, you have a complaint?
Not only I. Rabbi, it would be better if you were seen more often in the company of scholars.
Angel, Does the Lord welcome only scholars?
No, but you must think of your reputation.
Anshul, when the Lord prepares a banquet for the righteous, do you think I will be invited?
There is no question, Reb Levi Yitzhak.
But I'm not a man of great culture. And there will be some who ask, how did this uncultured person find an entrance among us? And my reply will be, I deserve to be here because I gave hospitality at my banquets to men who were more ignorant than myself.
His name was Levi Yitzchok. There were scholars more learned than he. There were sages more profound, men more holy and more pious, but none more beloved and none more gentle. And if he refused to recite the Kaddish on Yom Kippur, it was not because he was an idolater and not because he was a fool. For he was not an idolater. He was so passionate a worshiper of God that he had sufficient passion to absent himself from the Kol Nidre service on Yom Kippur Eve.
Beadle, did you send a messenger to his house?
There was no one there. The peasant said he left for synagogue more than an hour ago.
It's getting dark. Beadle, I think we'll have to begin without him.
Hey, is that what you want, Anshul?
What else can we do? The time for Kol Nidre is past.
Yet what is Kol Nidre without Levi Yitzchak?
You're right, both of you. Something must have happened to him, some misfortune. We'll have to look for him.
On Yom Kippur Eve, no person thought of himself, but only of the missing rabbi, missing from the synagogue on the holiest evening of the year. They formed searching parties, and the peasants of Berdichev provided clues.
He came this way. His lips were moving in prayer.
They followed the path he showed them.
I saw him. He passed me by. He was singing, just singing. There weren't any words.
Near a peasant hovel, a voice said,
there was a baby crying in there. The baby's mother went to synagogue to hear the Kol Nidre.
They crept up to the windows. They looked within. There was the rabbi of Berdichev, rocking the cradle of a baby no longer crying, the cradle of a baby whose mother had gone to the synagogue from which Levi Yitzchok was absent. They regarded one another, the guileless man and the guileless child. And from somewhere within himself, a melody came to the man, which he gave to the child. And then the words came to him, spilling out of him, the simple, uncontrived words of Levi Yitzchok's Song of Innocence and God. Master of the universe, I will sing you a song. Where will I find thee? And where will I not find thee? Wherever I go, there art thou. And where I stay, there art thou. Only thou, thou alone, thou again, and only thou. When things go well, thou. And alas, when things go ill, thou. Thou art, thou wast, thou wilt be, thou art ever. Thou reignest, thou didst reign, thou wilt reign. In heaven art thou, on earth art thou, above art thou, below art thou.
Where I turn and where I stir, thou.
And it was on the day after this song of oneness with God burst forth from him, it was on the day after that, that Levi Yitzchok of Berdichev refused to recite the sanctification of God's name.
I will not recite the Kaddish.
The day of fasting and penance has weakened our rabbi. I will say it for you, Rabbi Levi Yitzchok.
I'm not weakened by the fast. I refuse to recite the Kaddish.
Rabbi Levi, are you ill?
I'm not ill, Benjamin.
Do you wish to call a short recess?
There is no necessity, Beadle.
Perhaps you would like some fresh air.
Anshul, I refuse to recite the sanctification.
Rabbi Levi Yitzchok.
Yes, Kalman.
You are challenging God.
Yes.
Let us have order in the synagogue on Yom Kippur.
I request that you all be seated. I read to you from the 6th chapter of the prophet Micah, the 3rd verse. O my people, what have I done unto thee, and wherein have I wearied thee? Testify against me. I, Levi Yitzchok, son of Sorev Berdichev, I testify against the Lord. Shall not the judge of the universe himself do justice?
Reb Levi Yitzchok, even you may not blaspheme God.
Testify against me, saith the Lord. I testify against the Lord. It is no blasphemy.
Do you come with a legal complaint?
I do, Anshul. I come with a din Torah.
What is your complaint?
The Lord hath dealt harshly with us. I stand before the Lord and plead in behalf of the people of Israel.
Levi Yitzchok of Berdichev, what is your plea?
Father in heaven, thou art unlimited, thou art infinite. There is no boundary to thy mercies. How then art thou able to limit thy mercies to us?
Levi Yitzchok, we have only your word that there is cause for legal complaint. Do you have witnesses to testify with you against the Lord?
Yes, Sancho. I call Nathan, the son of Simcha.
Nathan, the son of Simcha, come to the altar.
Nathan, what do you wear? Nathan, what do you wear on your hand and on your arm and on your forehead at your morning prayers? Tell the Lord.
I wear my phylacteries, my tefillin. Shouldn't I, Reb Levi Yitzchok?
Nathan, why do you wear your tefillin?
Answer, Nathan.
Yes, Anshul. I wear the tefillin because it is commanded.
Who commands?
The Almighty, blessed be his name. And these words which I command thee this day shall be upon thine heart, and thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thine hand, and they shall be for frontlets between thine eyes. May I go now?
Not yet, Nathan. The commandment also is that thou shalt teach these words diligently to thy children. Nathan, where are your children?
Answer Reb Levi Yitzchok's question.
No, it is not fair.
Nathan, answer. The Lord is waiting. Where are your sons?
The Lord only knows. 3 sons. They were conscripted for the Tsar's army when they were 9 years old, each in turn. I have never heard from them.
Nathan, where is your wife, your daughter, your daughter's children?
Dead.
Nathan, when you came to prayer yesterday, what did you do?
I said, how goodly are thy tents, O Israel.
And afterward?
I put my hand in the tefillin bag to take out my tefillin.
And they fell from your hand, didn't they?
I didn't know anyone saw. I picked up the tefillin right away. I was quick. I wiped them against my shirt. I kissed them. It will never happen again.
Reb Levi Yitzchok.
Yes, Sancho.
Are you finished with your witness?
I am. But first I wish to say to the Lord, Lord of the universe, thy people are the tefillin of thy head. Even Nathan here, when we drop our tefillin, we lift them up with loving care. We cleanse them of every stain, and then with a kiss, we make amends for their abasement. Lord of the world, thy tefillin, Nathan, thy tefillin, lift him up with loving care. Cleanse him of his stain with a kiss. Make amends for his abasement.
Nathan, you may go. Reb Levi Yitzchok, are you done now?
Not nearly, Anshul. I call a second witness. Moshe, the son of Meir.
Come to the altar, Moshe.
Moshe, you prayed this morning.
Yes.
And for what did you pray?
For the remission of my sins.
Namely, Moshe, what sins?
I have trespassed, I have been faithless, I have robbed, I have spoken basely, I have committed iniquity, I have been presumptuous, I have done violence, I have forged lies, I have counseled evil, I have spoken falsely, I have acted perversely, I have persecuted, and I have been stiff-necked.
Moshe, the son of Meir, you were a liar.
Yes, Reb Levi Yitzchok.
You have neither trespassed, nor been faithless, nor robbed, nor spoken basely.
Yes, Levi Yitzchok.
Moshe, son of Meir, what is your occupation?
I'm a teamster.
Do you observe God's commandments?
No.
And why not?
Levi Yitzchok, a man has children who are always hungry. A man must work.
Moshe, do you take the poor on your wagon?
I do, Levi Yitzchok.
Don't answer me. Speak up and address the Lord.
I carry the poor on my wagon.
How much do you charge the poor?
Nothing.
But each day you violate the law, don't you?
I cannot attend worship. Each day I violate the law.
Lord, answer back. Lord, your teamster speaks to you. Your teamster who worships you regularly on his wagon by carrying your poor.
Reb Levi Yitzchok, will you sanctify the name of the Lord?
I am not ready, Anshul. The Lord will have to wait a moment longer. Look at us, penitent, contrite, fasting, pleading for the remission of sins. Lord, thy tefillin are fallen and abased. Tell me, O Lord, what hast thou against Israel? Thou hast written in thy Torah, speak. Unto whom? Unto Israel. Thou hast written, say. Unto whom? Unto Israel. Thou hast written, command. Whom? Israel. Lord, if you love Israel, have mercy upon Israel.
Levi Yitzchok, you have not said the words as they are written down and prescribed. But I testify to God that you have sanctified his name.
And standing there in the synagogue of Berdichev in the year 1789, a man called Levi Yitzchok, surnamed the Compassionate, raised his hands in the pure gesture toward heaven. And out of yearning and exaltation, he sang the song that men call now the Kaddish of Levi Yitzchok of Berdichev. This is not a song that was written. This happened, unpremeditated, uncontrived, artless. It was the overflowing of his soul 165 years ago, across time and space, and the pain of unutterable love.
Good morning, Lord, Master of the Universe. Levi Yitzchok, son of Sora Badichok, I have come to you with a din Torah from your people Israel. What do you want of your people Israel? And what have you demanded of your people Israel? For everywhere I look, it says, say unto the children of Israel, And every other verse says, speak unto the children of Israel. And over, command the children of Israel. Father, dear Father, how many nations are there in the world? Persians, Babylonians, Edomites, the Russians, what do they say? The Tsar is the only ruler. The Prussians, what do they say? That their Kaiser is supreme. And the English, what do they say? George III is sovereign. And I, Levi Yitzhak, son of Sora, Berdichev, say, Yisgadal, ve-yisgadash, shemei rabo, magnify and sanctify is all. And I, Levi Yitzhak, son of Sora, Berdichev, say, from my place I will not waver. Put an end to their idolatry. Call a halt to their blasphemy. Yisgadal ve-yisgadash, shemei rabo. And sanctified is only thy name.
If you would like a copy of today's script, please send your name and address with 10 cents to cover the cost of postage and handling to the Jewish Theological Seminary of America, 3080 Broadway, New York 27, New York. And now we take great pleasure in presenting General David Sarnoff, Chairman of the Board of the National Broadcasting Company, and Dr. Louis Finkelstein, Chancellor of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. Dr. Finkelstein.
In the perspective of 1953, it is difficult to recall the anxiety of the free world a decade ago. The outcome of the Second World War was still hanging in the balance. No one knew when victory would come to America and her allies, nor at what cost. Amidst the thunder of cannons, a few, having faith in the survival of civilization and freedom, found time and energy to ponder the long-range problems of mankind. The National Broadcasting Company invited the Jewish Theological Seminary of America to undertake, through an appropriate committee representing all segments of American Judaism, the establishment of a weekly radio program translating the principles and ideals of religion to the radio audiences of this country. For 10 years now, the Eternal Light has given millions of people an understanding of religious ideals generally, and of Judaism in particular, proving it possible to utilize the remarkable scientific advancement represented in radio for effective public education in some of the most subtle concepts revealed to man. On this occasion, it is appropriate to express the thanks of the seminary to the National Broadcasting Company for its immense contribution to the realization of the ideal represented in the Eternal Light. Among those responsible for the Eternal Light, the person preeminent is General David Sarnoff, who brought to bear on its program a spiritual statesmanship, viewing the human scene not merely from the point of view of immediate crises, but also from that of the moral, spiritual, and permanent values which make life worth living. General Sarnoff, we salute you and the National Broadcasting Company as our co-workers in this effort, and thank God that it has been given to you and to them and to us to serve him and mankind in the manner made possible by this program. Thank you, Dr. Finkelstein. On behalf of the National Broadcasting Company, I am pleased to express to you and to your able staff at the Jewish Theological Seminary of America our heartiest congratulations on this occasion as the Eternal Light moves into its 10th year of spiritual enlightenment. The fine character and high purpose for which this program was created have been consistently maintained. Over the past decade, the Eternal Light has become one of radio's outstanding programs, and the National Broadcasting Company is happy to be associated with the seminary in this effort. Your program has achieved distinction and public appreciation for its educational as well as religious values. It is recognized for its basic precepts of extolling all who sanctify God's name and for emphasizing the dignity of the individual. The radio waves, which are a manifestation of an infinite reason, do not recognize national origins or territorial boundaries. They do not discriminate against race, religion, or creed. Freedom is their essence, and they enter the homes of Protestants, Catholics, and Jews alike. The Eternal Light, with its moral and ethical teachings, helps to bring people closer together and enables them better to understand the true meaning of the brotherhood of man under the fatherhood of God.
Our Eternal Light drama today, The Song of Berdichev, was written by Morton Wishengrad. Cantor Robert Siegel was the soloist and sang the liturgical introduction. The translations of the songs were made by Judith Eisenstein. Featured in the cast were Roger DeCoven as Reb Levy and Alexander Skirby as the narrator. Also in our cast were Santos Ortega, Daniel Occo, Guy Repp, and John McGovern. The music was written by Morris Momorsky and conducted by Milton Katims. The program was presented under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America and came to you as an NBC Radio Network production directed by Edward King. This is Mel Brandt speaking. Free time to present The Eternal Light is made available by the National Broadcasting Company and its independent affiliated stations. This weekly program is presented under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America.
This is the NBC Radio Network.